Let me just pray, and we'll ask God just to bless the material, the scriptures we're going to look at this morning.
我们先一起来到神面前祷告，求主祝福早晨的话语。
Lord, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity to come together.
主，为着我们能够聚在一起，我们感谢你。
God, to unite our hearts and minds and just to focus on you, Jesus.
请你将我们的心思意念集中起来在你的话语上。
And Lord, we just ask you that you would bless the reading of your word.
主，当我们早晨读你的话语的时候，求你祝福我们。
God bless your truth.
祝福你自己的真理。
And just help it to have an impact on our hearts, Lord.
让这些话语在我们心上有真实的影响。
God, that you would anoint it to help us to think the way you think, Lord.
主，膏这些话语，叫我们照着你的旨意来思想。
God, that we would value the things that you value most.
主，我们把你看为有价值的事情看为有价值。
So Lord, we just ask you to be with our hearts and minds to receive all that is in your heart this morning.
早晨求主祝福我们的心思意念，好叫我们从你领受话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
My message this morning is entitled Stacking Stones.
早晨呢，我的信息是把石头叠起来，叠石。
Throughout the, especially through the Old Testament, it was a common practice for the patriarchs and prophets to stack stones together.
在旧约里是很平常的，就是长者或者是属灵的领袖把石头叠起来。
To create memorials to help the people of God remember the mighty acts of God.
叠石的目的呢，是叫以色列人记得神的某种奇妙作为。
The Lord from time to time does significant things in our life that He doesn't want us to forget about.
在我们的生命中常做，神常做奇妙的事，而他不要我们忘记。
So throughout the Old Testament, He would tell the people of God, stop, pause.
所以在旧约里常常看到神会叫他的百姓停一停，等一等。
Stack up some stones to remind you.
现在把石头叠起来，所以你们会记得。
To never forget about this great event.
提醒你们不要忘记所发生的这一件奇妙的事。
So this is my theme for this morning.
所以今天早晨我要与大家分享的就是这个主题，叠石。
It's God's heart that He blesses us from generation to generation.
这神能世世代代祝福我们，这是很好的事。
God seeks to bless. He blessed our forefathers.
神祝福我们的长辈。
He has blessed many of us.
也祝福我们。
He wants to bless our children.
他也要祝福我们的下一代，我们的儿女。
He wants to bless our children's children.
他要祝福我们儿女的儿女。
And on and on. He never wants the blessing to stop.
神要世世代代蒙福，他不要祝福停下来。
What we have received from our forefathers, He wants us to hand down to our children.
我们从我们的先祖或父辈所领受的，他要我们能够传给我们的下一代。
Not just a story.
不是只是告诉他们一个故事。
But an experience, a relationship with God.
而是我们的经历和我们与神的关系，我们要传给他们。
The saving grace of God that we have experienced.
神救赎的恩典是我们所经历的。
He wants our children and our children's children to enjoy that.
神要我们的儿女和儿女的儿女能够一样得着。
Amen.
阿们吗？
That there might always be a testimony of how faithful and how good and how loving our God is.
他要我们告诉我们儿女，神救赎的恩典是何等的信实，何等的慈爱，何等的宝贵。
God wants there to be a constant testimony of His goodness.
神要我们不断地向儿女们提醒、见证，说他是何等的好。
In Psalms 103 verse 17,
在诗篇103篇17节说到，
It says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting."
但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远。
On those who fear Him,
归于敬畏他的人。
And his righteousness to children's children.
他的公义也要归于子子孙孙。
I have many verses for us this morning.
今天早晨我们要读不少处的圣经，或者我要提到不少处的圣经。
Do you have your Bible with you this morning?
请问你们有没有带圣经来？
This is one of those great traditions that our forefathers have passed down to us. Amen.
这个呢，圣经也是我们的先祖所传给我们的宝贵的属灵产业，不是吗？
To value the Word of God.
所以我们要宝贵神的话。
What do we believe?
我们信什么？
What does the word of God say?
我们信的就是神的话语。
Is something true?
是不是真实的呢？
What does the word of God say?
我们要检查一件事是否真实，我们来看神的话。
Amen.
阿们吗？
This is the story of the church. This is the testimony of the church that we prove everything by this book. Amen.
这就是教会的故事，教会的实际，教会的见证，就是一切都奠基于神的话上。
So I make no apologies this morning.
所以今天早晨呢，我不会感到有歉意的。
For reading scripture after scripture after scripture.
虽然也许我要读好多处的经节，但是我不会因此觉得抱歉的。
And when it comes to this topic of not forgetting,
特别讲到说不可忘记这件事上。
To this theme of always remembering what God has done in the past.
特别不可忘记神从前奇妙的作为。
The word of God has a lot to say about it.
圣经上有多处的提醒我们要这样做。
So I have lots of pages of scriptures.
所以早晨呢，我有好多处的经节要读。
I don't know if we're going to get to them all, but we'll see how it works.
我不知道我们能不能读完所有的，我们看看，我们就看着办吧。
When we forget about God,
当我们忘记了神,
if we, don't remember the good things God has done in the past,
或者我们忘记神过去向着我们奇妙的作为,
we have nothing to hand down to our children in the future.
那我们就没有什么可以给我们的下一代的。
Amen?
阿们吗?
If we forget what the Lord has done in the past,
若是我们忘了神过去的作为,
we will forget about our children.
那就表示我们忘记了我们的下一代。
The Lord does not want us to forget.
神不要我们忘记我们的下一代。
Psalm 78 verse 11.
诗篇第七十八篇第十一节。
And they forgot his works and his wonders that he had done for them.
又忘记他所行的和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
Psalm 78:11.
诗篇第七十八篇第十一节。
And in Psalms 106 verse 13.
诗篇一百零六篇第十三节。
It says they soon forgot his works.
说到等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为。
And they did not wait for his counsel.
不再仰望他的指教。
It seems that we have a tendency, a bad habit of forgetting about the good things of God.
好像这是我们的习惯，我们会有这个习惯忘记神的作为。
And so the scripture over and over reminds us about what happens when we forget about the Lord.
所以圣经不再一再的提醒我们说，我们若忘记了主，会发生什么事？
This is a verse, this one, Psalms 106 verse 13 that we've been talking a lot about in our English meeting.
在我们英文组，我们常常提到诗篇一百零六篇十三节。
When we forget.
当我们忘了神,
the mighty acts of God,
和他的作为,
when we forget how faithful our God is,
忘记我们神是何等的信实,
we also forget to wait for his counsel.
我们就会不会去仰望他的指教,
we forget to seek him every day in prayer.
我们就忘了在祷告中每一天寻求他,
we forget to read in the word of God about his faithfulness and his love and his grace.
我们以后忘了来读圣经。读到有关他的信实和慈爱。
We forget to wait on him and depend upon him, and we depend upon ourselves.
当我们忘记等候他，依靠他，我们就会依靠我们自己。
And then the blessing is stolen from us, and as a result, stolen from our children.
那神的祝福就被我们就在从我们身上被窃取、被偷走，也从我们的儿女身上被偷走。
Psalms 106 verse 21.
诗篇一百零六篇二十一节说到。
This verse says they forgot.They forgot God their Savior who had done great things for them in Egypt.
讲到说他们忘了神他们的救主他曾在埃及行大事。
That generation in the Old Testament that suffered many things, that went through many hardships.
记得在埃及地受苦的那一代那一个世代的以色列人吗？
They forgotthat the Lord had brought them out of Egypt.
他们忘了那位救他们出埃及的神。
Hosea 13 verse 6.
何西阿书十三篇第六节。
When they had pasture, they were filled.
他说这些民照着我所赐的食物得了饱足。
They were filled and their heart was exalted.
既得饱足心就高傲。
Therefore they forgot me.
因此他们忘记了我。
Sometimes when things are going well,
很多时候事情顺利的时候,
when we are full,
我们吃得很饱足了,
when our car is working well, our job is going well,
我们的工作很好, 我们的车子也能发动,
when we have a lot of money in the bank account,
当我们在银行里有很多的存款,
when we are full, we are tempted to forget how good God is.
我们满足的时候，我们常常会忘记神是何等好的一位神。
This is a common condition with all of us if we are not careful.
这个若是我们不小心，这个在我们身上是一个常发生的情形。
The scripture is warning us, be careful, don't forget about how good God is.
圣经就提醒我们，不要忘记了神是何等的好。
Don't depend upon yourself or in what you have.
不要只是依靠你或你所拥有的。
Keep your eyes on him.
而要将你的眼目集中在他的身上。
In Deuteronomy 6:12.
申命记六章十二节。
Our final verse, a warning about not forgetting.
这是我们提到我们今天主要提的最后一节有关神的警告的经节。
Then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
Over and over and over again, the scripture says, watch out.
圣经一再一再又一再的提醒我们要注意，要谨慎。
Don't forget what God has done for you.
不要忘记神的慈爱和恩惠。
When we forget what the Lord has done for us,
当我们忘记神为我们所做的，
we live in such a self-reliant way,
我们就活在一个自己依靠自己的情况里，
that we cannot teach our children how to seek the Lord.
那我们就没有办法教导我们的孩子怎样寻求神。
Amen?
阿们吗？
If we want something to pass on to the next generation,
我们若要传给下一代什么东西，
we must be a humble people that are totally dependent upon the Lord.
我们必须是在神面前是一个谦卑的人，是专心倚靠他的人。
If we forget our history and testimony, we will lose the next generation.
如果我们忘记了我们自己经历神的过去和见证，我们就会忘记我们的下一代。
There's a powerful verse in Judges chapter 2.
在士师记第
verses 10 and 11.
第二章。
This is really a verse that we should all know by our heart.
士师记第二章第十到十一节，这两节是我们应该都要知道的。
We should have this verse memorized.
我们甚至应该把这两节背起来的。士师记二章十十一节。
Judges 2 verse 10. When all the generations had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
So after the older generation had died,
所以当上一代过去了，
those who had walked closely with the Lord,
上一代也许跟神同行，紧紧同行的，
another generation was raised up,
但是有别的世代被兴起了，
who was unfamiliar with all the mighty acts of God,
但是却对于神的大能作为不知道的。
Verse 11,
十一节说道，
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
以色列人就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
If we do not give a good example for our children, they will forget how good God is.
若是我们在孩子面前没有一个好的见证，我们的儿女就会忘记神是谁。
And they will follow after the other gods of this world.
他们就会随从敬拜这个世界的神。
So let's read this verse one more time.
所以我们再把这里的经节读一遍。
When all the generations had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
那世代的人都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
因此以色列人就行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
God knows how easy it is for us to forget.
神知道我们如何，我们非常容易忘记。
We are forgetful people, aren't we?
我们是非常健忘的人，不是吗？
Amen.
阿们吗？
We're forgetful. Let's admit it.
我们承认吧，我们是一个很健忘的人。
Why do you think we take the cup and the bread every Sunday?
不然的话，为什么每一个主日我们要来擘饼纪念主呢？
So we will never forget the benefits of Christ.
所以我们不至于忘记基督为我们成立的救恩。
We do this in remembrance of what Jesus did on the cross for us.
我们如此做，为了要纪念主耶稣在十架上为我们成就的事。
We take the cup and bread to remind us every Sunday that we will never, never, never forget the goodness of Christ.
每个主日我们领受这个饼这个杯，好叫我们永远永远永远不能忘记基督所为我们成就的事。
The sacrifice of Christ.
基督的救赎和牺牲。
So we need help to remember how good, how great, how faithful our Lord is.
所以我们需要帮助，好至于以至于我们会记得神的恩惠和慈爱。
In Genesis 28 verses 10 through 18.
在创世纪28章16到18节。
You remember the story, Jacob encounters, a visitation of God at Bethel.
记不记得这是雅各在旷野里遇见神得着异象的经历。
Do you remember the story?
记得这个故事吗？
Jacob was weary, he found a stone, he rested upon it.
在旷野里雅各疲倦了，他找了一个石头，他就拿来做枕头，睡在旷野里。
And suddenly he was awoke and he saw this ladder from going to heaven and the angels ascending and descending. And he realized, oh my goodness, there is a gateway to heaven and I didn't even know it.
他突然看梦见一个梯子立在他以上，然后神的使者上去下来。他醒来之后才突然领悟说，哎呀，这里真是一个可畏的地方，这是神的家，这里是天的门。
Genesis 28:16-18, let me read the verse.
我为你们读28章16到18节。
Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
雅各睡醒了就说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。
And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
他就惧怕说，这个地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Then Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put his head on, set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it.
雅各清早起来就把所枕的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面。
So Jacob is acknowledging that the presence of God was very strong in that place.
所以他认识到神的同在在他所睡的地方是何等的真实。
Jacob had a powerful encounter with the presence of God there.
那一天雅各遇见了神。
And he never wanted to forget what happened there.
为了不要忘记他那一天的经历。
So he had taken he took that stone that he had been sleeping on.
就把那个所枕着的石头立起来。
And he stood it up as a pillar and poured oil on it.
做成一个柱子，然后把油浇在其上。
So he would always remember what happened in that place.
所以他就永远能记得那一天所发生的事。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Have you ever had a powerful encounter with God?
你在你的生命里有没有强烈遇见过神？
Going about your business, you weren't expecting anything great?
你正在好像如常的生活，没有预期什么事发生。
And suddenly you were surprised by the presence of God, like Jacob.
但是突然你就像雅各一样，你遇见了主。
And you say, oh my goodness, God was in this place and I didn't even know it.
说啊，神既然在这里，我竟然不知道。
I want to remember what the Lord did here.
我要记得神在这里所做的。
So Jacob took a physical thing, a stone, as a reminder of what the Lord had done in his heart, in his spirit.
所以雅各拿了一个物质的石头，在那里做了一个标记，要来提醒他神在他灵性里所成就的事。
Samuel did something very similar. Do you remember? Did you recognize the hymn we sang this morning? Come Thou Fount.
撒母耳也做了类似的。
Are we familiar with that hymn?
像我们今天worship 现在领的是第一首诗歌《万福的泉源》，你们记得这首诗吗
？Come raise your Ebenezer. Is that strange language?
这个很奇怪，不是说来兴起举起你的以便以谢，会不会很奇怪一句话
？This comes from a passage in 1 Samuel 7 verses 12 through 13.
这一诗歌这一句话的根据是撒母耳记上第七章所提到。
The nation, the Philistines rose up against the children of Israel.
那时候非利士人在击杀以色列人。
And by the help of God's grace, the army of Israel was able to drive back the army of the Philistines.
那因着神的恩典呢, 以色列能够回击, 然后得胜,
So from the boundary of where God drove back the Philistines,
说那个神帮他们赶走非利士人的那个界限, 那个地点,
the prophet Samuel raised up a stone,
就在那个地方, 撒母耳呢, 把一个石头插,
a big rock,
一个很大的石头,
to show where the enemy had been driven back from.
就在那个点上, 因为在这个点上,
and it says there in verse 13 that this is our Ebenezer and God has saved us thus far. Let me read the verse.
12节, 这里, Samuel 怎么说?
Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin and called its name Ebenezer.
撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间, 给这个石头起一个名字叫以便以谢,
saying, Thus far the Lord has helped us.
说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
So the Philistines were subdued and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel.
从此非利士人就被制服, 不敢再入以色列人的境内。
Does that sound like good news?
这岂不是很好的事吗?
The Philistines who represent the enemy of God.
非利士人代表神的仇敌。
God drives them out and doesn't let them come in anymore.
神将仇敌赶走, 让他们不能再回来。
And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
所以呢, 当只要撒母耳做事事的日子, 耶和华的手都攻击非利士人。
So Samuel erected this stone and even gave it a name.
所以撒母耳立了一个石头, 甚至给他起了一个名字,
Ebenezer,
叫做以便以谢,
which means that the enemy, the Lord has delivered us thus far.
表示到如今, 耶和华都帮助我们。
Amen?
Amen.
So this is a tradition throughout the Old Testament. There's probably the most, the best story or testimony of collecting stones to remind us what God has done is found in the books of Deuteronomy and Joshua.
所以这里又是另外一处的例子，表示以色列人怎样历史为记。那最有代表性的，我觉得是在约书亚记和生命记里。
Do you remember the story when the children of Israel were going to enter into the land of promise?
记不记得当以色列人要过约翰入那个迦南美地的时候?
And the Lord had the priests carry the ark across the Jordan on dry ground?
祭司如何脚踏入河中，叫河变成干地，扛抬着约柜站在干地上。
And they took stones from the Jordan.
他们就从约旦河祭司的脚旁取了石头,
and they piled them together on the other side.
把它搬到另外一边的岸上, 然后叠起成一个祭坛。
So the people of God would never, never, never forget what God had done, how faithful God had been.
所以神的百姓就永远永远不会忘记神所做的, 而且神的信实, 祂的应许。
The children of Israel had trouble remembering how faithful God had done.
因为以色列的百姓常常有困难记得神的大能作为。
Does that seem like a strange thing?
对我们来说，这是不是很奇怪的事啊？
To be delivered from the house of bondage underneath the Egyptians.
从埃及为奴之家被释放出来。
To walk across the dry ground as God separated the Red Sea.
经过红海如行干地。
To see the prophet Moses strike the rock and water flow forth to quench their thirst.
看到先知摩西怎样用杖击打磐石，让活水流出来。
To see bread from heaven come to feed the need of their stomach.
看玛拿从天而降来喂饱他们的饥饿。
To see a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
在白天有云柱，晚上有火柱引导他们。
To see enemy after enemy after enemy defeated by the power of God.
一次又一次看到神用他的大能击败他们的仇敌。
Miracle after miracle the children of Israel saw.
以色列百姓看到许许多多的神迹。
And yet that generation had trouble remembering the faithfulness of God.
但是这样一代的以色列人竟然有困难记住神的大能作为。
But me and you don't have trouble remembering?
但是我们是不是也这样呢?
Amen. Do we have trouble remembering?
我们是不是很容易忘记神的作为?
We, our job's going well, our bank account is doing pretty good.
工作很顺利, 在银行里的存款也在增加中。
And we forget how good God is.
我们就忘了神何等的好。
What I'm saying is, if that generation had trouble remembering the Lord,
我的意思说，若是那样一个经历神迹的世代都有困难记住神的作为。
What are we to say about the condition of our own heart, we who have not seen anything like that?
那我们这些人甚至没有经历那么奇妙作为的，又会怎么样呢？
But yet.The Lord in His love and His grace, Jesus has done so much for us. Amen?
但是借着神的慈爱，我们的主耶稣基督为我们做的是更大的事。
Forgiven us of all our sins, washed all our sins away.
赦免我们一切的罪愆，洁净了我们一切的罪。
Given us the gift of salvation, filled us with the Holy Spirit.
给我们救恩，并且用他的圣灵将我们充满。
He has given us good gifts. He has done good things for our children.
神将美物赐给我们，他所做的是极美的事。
Yet we too are tempted to forget if we're not careful. 但是
我们若不谨慎，我们也会容易忘记的。
Let me read this passage to you, Deuteronomy 27 verses 2 through 8.
这一段记载在《生命记》中27章第二节开始。
And bear with me, be patient with me as I read all these verses.
请你们忍耐听我读完。
It's good for us to see this in the Bible, isn't it?
看到圣经有这样的记载，岂不是与我们有益吗？
Verse 2 of chapter 27 of Deuteronomy.
生命记二十七章第二节开始。
And it shall be on that day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
你们过约旦河到了耶和华你神所赐给你的地。
That you shall set up for yourself large stones.
当天要立起几块大石头。
And whitewash them with lime.
蒙上石灰。
So in other words, they weren't just stacking a large heap of stones together.
不是只是找几块石头把它叠起来。
They were putting lime on them. It would be the equivalent of painting them white so you could really see them, so they would be extra noticeable.
还要撒上石灰，所以以至于你远远就可以看见。
Verse 4. Therefore it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan that...On Mount Ebal, you shall set up these stones, which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime.
你们过了约旦河，就要在以巴路山上，照我今日所吩咐的，将这些石头立起来，漫上石灰。
And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not use an iron tool on them.
在那里要为耶和华你的神筑一座石坛，在石头上不可动铁器。
You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God.
要用没有凿过的石头筑耶和华你神的坛，在坛上要将燔祭献给耶和华你的神。
And you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law.
又要将这律法的一切话明明的写在石头上。
So there's 12 stones.
在那里有十二块石头
A stone for every tribe.
一个石头是代表一个以色列支派
The stone is a pile of testimonies.
所以呢这一堆的石头是一个团体的见证
A tribe like a family.
一个支派就好像一个家
See it wasn't just what God done for a nation but this nation is made up of many families, many tribes. Amen?
不是神兴起了一个国度事实上这个国度里面是有许多的支派有许多的家庭
So there's a different representative of every family, every tribe that carries a stone.
所以每一个家每一个支派都有代表在这个见证中有份
And so one family or tribe places their stone.
一个家或者是一个支派拿一个石头来
Another man comes and adds his stone.
另外一个支派来放另外一个石头
And another adds their stone.
另外一个支派再来往上加上去
Stone after stone about what God has done in your family and your family and your family until soon there is a large pile of stones.
一家一家来见证神在你的家中的作为许不久之后就一个团体的明显的见证显出来
See, praise God for what God has done in your life and in your family.
你要为着神在你的生命中或在你的家庭中所做的事要赞美他。
But when you take the testimony of what God has done in your family and add it to another family and another family and another family,
但你把你的见证和赞美在其他的家庭中的见证上加上去的时候，
the testimony is stronger, amen.
这样的见证是强壮的多了。
It's larger.
是大的多了。
And then they whitewash it. Then they add the lime so it will shine bright in the sun.
当叠好之后呢，你还要铺上石灰，油上漆，所以呢，特别的明显。
So no one in the family or no one in the nation should ever forget what God did for them as a whole family, as a whole nation.
以至于呢，在全国之中，各家之中，没有一个人敢忘记或能忘记神在他们身上的作为。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
This is a little bit what it gives us a slight picture of the significance of what happens when we gather together as the people of God. Amen.
所以呢，我们神的儿女聚集在一起的时候，也是有这个见证的力量的。
We come in here every Sunday or Tuesday or Friday at Bible study and bring our stone of testimony.
每个礼拜，我们无论是礼拜二、礼拜五或礼拜天来的聚集，我们来就好像我们带了一个见证的石头来。
And collectively, we have a stronger testimony.
当我们在这里赞美敬拜的时候，我们就成就了一个团体的见证。
Turn with me to Joshua 4:3-12. It's another passage that talks about the same thing.
圣经中在约书亚记第四章里也记载了同样一段的事情，四章第三节，约书亚记。
And the Lord, this is what the Lord is telling Joshua.
这是神告诉约书亚的话。
And command them.
他吩咐他。
Saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm.
吩咐他们说，你们从这里，从约旦河中，祭司脚站立的地方，取12块石头带过去，放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。
Take a stone from where the priest stood firm.
从祭司的脚站定的地方取12块石头。
You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight.
放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。
That this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you?
Which verse are you at?
On verse 6.
第六节，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？
See, we serve a God who not only wants us to remember in this generation,
我们侍奉神，不仅是我们这个世代要记得神，
but our God is thinking about the next generation.
神还想到了我们的下一代。
And not only the next generation, but the generation that will follow that one.
不仅是我们的下一代，还有下一代的下一代。
So he tells the people of God, take a stone to remind you what I've done in this place.
所以神吩咐说，你们每一个支派取一个石头，要记得我今天为你们成就的事。
But more importantly, those stones,Your children will ask you about them in the future.
更重要的是，将来你的儿女看见了这个石头，会问你关乎这个石头的事。
They'll say, "What do these stones mean?"
他们会说，这些石头是什么意思？
Do we have something in our life that makes our children inquisitive and ask questions?
在我们的生命中，在我们的生活中，有没有什么我们身上所显出的，会造成我们儿女来问我们说这是什么意思？
What do these stones mean?
这些石头是什么意思？
Something in our life that it provokes them to ask good questions about a good God. Amen?
在我们身上，我们的儿女被激动，会向我们问那个好的问题，让我们可以告诉他们有关我们好的神的事。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant. When it crossed over the Jordan, the water of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
那时你就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝了。这个约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
And this is powerful, isn't it?
这是很有能力的话，不是吗？
Something in their life.
在他们的生命中
，something in the elders' lives，
在我们年长的人生命中
that was part of a real life experience when God broke in and did a miracle.
神曾破碎他们或进入他们的生活中生命中做了一个真实的事。
Do we have things like that in our life?
我们有没有神有没有做这样的事在我们生命
中 Things you can point to, things you can touch, things that your children can feel that testify of the fact that a miracle working God intervened in your life.
是这些事这样的真实这样显明以至于我们的儿女能够看见说神在我们生命中曾有一个突破做了一个奇妙的事。
Verse 8
第八节
And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there.
以色列人就照着约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人支派的数目，从约旦河中取了12块石头。都遵耶和华所吩咐约书亚的行了他们把石头带过去到他们所住宿的地方就放在那里
Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest bore the ark of the covenant, stood, and they are there to this day.
约书亚把另把十二块石头立在约旦河中，在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方，直到今日，那石头还在那里。
Verse 20 and 21.
第二十、二十一节。
And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones?Joshua 4:20 and 21.
他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头，约书亚就立在吉甲，对以色列人说：“日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思呢？你就告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过这约旦河。”
Sometimes the ministry that we offer to our children,
有的时候呢，我们跟我们的孩子们说，
sometimes the things that we try to teach our children,
我们想要教导他们属灵的事，
is kind of like trying to answer questions that they're not asking yet.
有时候我们教导的内容好像是回答他们还没有问的问题。
I realized a few years back about something about the ministry of Jesus.
几年前我慢慢了解到主耶稣他在地上的职事。
You know, when you study the life of Christ,
你若研读耶稣在地上的脚踪
most of his sermons were not the result of a schedule of meetings that he planned weeks in advance.
他的信息常常不是几个礼拜前就计划好的。
No, he's walking through the countryside.
他是在各乡村城镇里行当中行走。
Encountering people during everyday life.
在每一天的生活里，他遇见不同的人。
And there, as he sees the need of a small child or of an elderly person,
有时候他看到一个小孩或者一个年长的人。
He gives a word of encouragement, casts out a demon, or heals the sick.
他就给他们鼓励的话，或是在他们身上赶逐污鬼或者医治他们的疾病。
Living out the gospel.
他自己就是那个活的福音。
And as a direct result, the people then begin to ask questions.
因为他的作为，人开始问他问题。
Master, why? Master this, master that, teacher this.
夫子啊，夫子这个，夫子那个。
Some are good questions, some maybe are not the best questions.
有的是一些很好的问题，有些是一个不太高明的问题。
But it is in response to these questions that Jesus then gives forth his wonderful sermons and teachings.
当他回答他们问题的时候，他借此就给他们一个非常好的信息。
He is addressing the heart of those who want answers.
他对的那些有里面有寻求有问题的人来回答。
In the same way, we as elders, we as fathers and mothers should live out our life.
同样的，我们身为父母的，身为长者，我们也要如此行。
We follow the Lord Jesus Christ through our everyday life.
我们每一天与主同行。
We serve and sacrifice.
我们侍奉主, 我们也牺牲我们自己。
We love people and give of our resources.
我们给人, 我们爱人。
In such a way that it makes our children ask questions.
在我们的这样活出来的时候, 我们的孩子们, 或者我们的下一代就会发出问题。
Why do you believe this? Why do you do this? Why don't you do this?
为什么你做这件事? 为什么你不做那件事? 为什么你相信这件事?
Amen?
Amen吗?
Are we living in such a way that makes our children curious and want to know more?
我们的生活是不是让激发出我们儿女们的疑问, 以至于他们想要更多的认识我们这样生活的动机?
The testimony of our lives are like these stones.
我们的生活中显出的见证就像这些石头。
We stack them up.
我们一点一点地叠起来。
We don't hide them. We stack them up where everyone can see them. Amen?
我们不把主的见证藏起来, 我们是显在人的面前。
And then the younger generation asks, what are these stones?
以至于我们的下一代会问我们说, 这个石头是什么意思?
You know, it's much easier to teach somebody who's asking questions, isn't that true?
你知道,当你教导人的时候, 若是他里面有问题, 他有疑问的时候, 是比较好教导的, 不是吗?
Any teachers in the room? Anybody that's responsible for a class, to teach a class?
曾经试着要教过别人的?
A few?
只有几个吗?
When people are curious, when people are hungry, it's easier to feed them, isn't it?
当人饥饿的时候, 是比较容易喂养他们, 不是吗?
You ever tried to feed somebody something that's not hungry?
你有没有试着喂那个不饿的人?
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I'm full.
你一直鼓励, 哎, 快多吃点, 多吃, 啊, 我好饱, 我好饱。
Oh, but put a plate of food in front of somebody that's worked hard all day, that's hungry?
你把一盘食物放在那个工作了,辛勤工作了一天, 肚子很饥饿的人面前。
Oh, man, they gobble it up.
他们狼吞虎咽就把它吃完了。
And that makes your heart glad, doesn't it, mothers, when you see your children gobble your food up, isn't
it? 做父母的,你当你预备一盘食物,儿女是这样吃的,你岂不是很高兴吗?
In the same way,
同样的,
our lives, living our lives for Jesus, should make our children hungry for the bread of life. Amen?
当我们为主而活的时候, 我们显出来的生活和见证就会让我们的儿女向着属灵有一个饥渴。
Because we love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it should provoke them to be hungry and curious about Jesus.
我们尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主我们的神的时候, 会激发他们里面一个属灵的饥渴。
But if we are not careful, our testimony,
但是我们若不谨慎,
it gets covered up by other things.
我们的见证可能被其他的事物所遮盖。
Our testimonies, they get scattered and obscured by other things.
或者我们的见证是东一个西一个掺杂在许多其他的事当中。
If the stones are not clearly seen and clearly marked, the children will never ask the right questions.
石头若不聚在一起, 能够明显地被儿女看见的话, 就不容易激发出他们饥渴的属灵的问题。
Amen?
Amen吗?
We must preserve this testimony, our testimony, these precious stones.
我们必须要好好地保留这些见证的石头。
These questions often, sometimes children ask questions that annoy us, don't they?
有时候孩子们问一些问题是在叫我们很烦,不是吗?
Why do we have to do this?
为什么我们要做这个事?
We're used to our children asking questions, aren't we?
我们很习惯了小孩问我们各样的问题。
But sometimes they're not the kind of questions we want to answer.
有些问题不是我们想要回答的。
Why do we have to do this?
爸爸,为什么我们要做这件事?
Do I have to go tonight?
我们今天晚上一定得去吗?
Do I have to do this?
我必须要做这件事吗?
Why can't I do this? All my friends are doing it.
为什么我不能做像我的所有朋友在做的事?
These are not the kind of good questions that parents like to answer.
这些问题父母都不太喜欢回答的。
But I'm afraid sometimes they have these questions because we have not provoked other kinds of questions within them.
但我恐怕他们问这些问题是因为我们没有让他们激发出他们其他好的问题。
The ministry of stacking up stones provokes the younger generation to ask the right questions and gives us an opportunity to speak into their lives in a grace-filled way.
当我们在神在我们身上的见证像石头一样叠起成垒的时候，就会激发出我们下一代问那些好的问题，我们就有一个机会把神的恩惠和慈爱告诉他们。
A few more verses that show us how this remembering the good things of God, the great testimonies of God, stirs up curiosity.
下面有几处经节我要你们分享，就讲到说向着神的那个渴慕可以激发出孩子们寻求神的心。
The testimony of God stirs up questions in the heart of man.
神的见证呢，激发出那个人心中向着属灵的事物的那个欲望。
Deuteronomy 32 verse 7.
在生命记32章第七节。
Says, remember the days of old.
你当追想上古之日。
Consider the years of many generations.
思念历代之年。
Ask your father.
问你的父亲。
And he will show you.
他必指示你。
The elders will teach you.
问你的长者，他必告诉你。
So remembering what God had done in the past.
记得神在过去为你所成就的事。
Is supposed to provoke within us questions that we can ask our fathers and the elders.
会激发出我们下一代向着长者或年长问出这样的问题。
And our fathers and elders will tell us.
我们的父亲或我们的长者就必告诉或指示他们。
Amen.
阿们吗？
But if we forget about our past,
若是我们连我们自己的过去都忘记了，
the younger generation will not.Be curious, they will not have questions to ask their fathers about.
下一代就不会有这样的好奇心或这样的欲望来问我们。
And so the conversation stops.
所以那样的属灵的交通就停下来了。
There's not a natural opportunity for the teaching to go forth.
就没有一个好的自然的机会我们可以把属灵的事教导我们的儿女。
Because we have forgotten the story of the past.
因为我们自己都忘记了神的作为。
What has God done in the past?
神在你的过去做了什么样的事？
Our God is faithful from generation to generation to generation. Amen.
神的信实是世世代代的。
God has visited the people of God, the church of God, many times with mighty works.
许多时候神降临在他的百姓当中。
Powerful outpourings of the Holy Spirit, times of revival, times of prayer, times of national transformation.
借着祷告，借着复兴，神的大能常常降临在教会里，也降临在国家里面。
God has rescued the people of God time and time and time again.
许多次神拯救我们。
But many of us, these are just old stories that we never witnessed for ourselves.
很多时候我们都说这都是古老的故事，我们自己没有亲眼见过。
And as the stories grow old and we forget to tell them,
当这个时间过去，这就变成古老的故事，我们就忘了再述说他们。
We leave our children without questions.
那我们就造成一个没有属灵询问欲望的下一代。
And if they stop asking questions,
当我们的下一代停止这样的寻求的时候，
the conversation between us from one generation to another stops.
我们两代之间的那个属灵的交通也停下来了。
Are you hearing me this morning?
你们听见我的意思吗？
Do you have something in your life, a relationship with Jesus, that stirs your children to say, "What is that?"
在你的生命中，你与主的关系有没有激起你的儿女问说：“哎，爸爸或妈妈，你这是什么
？”Why is that?
为什么是这样
？Let me see here how to handle my verses. I got lots of them, as I already said. A great passage in Judges 6:13.
在士师记六章十三节。
Do you remember Gideon?
记得基甸这位勇士吗？
Gideon replied.
他曾经说过。
If the Lord is with us.
若耶和华与我们同在。
Why has this happened to us?
我们何至于遭遇这一切事呢？
And where are all the miracles of our fathers told us about?
他那些奇妙的作为，我们列祖向我们所说的，都到哪里去了？
Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt?
他们不是说耶和华领我们从埃及上来吗？
But now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites.
现在他却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人的手里。
Now we know the story of Gideon. He would become a person that God would use to bring deliverance to the people of God.
我们都知道基甸的故事，他是神手中所用的器皿，要将以色列人从仇敌的手中拯救出来。
But ever before he had the faith to be that kind of instrument of victory and miracles,
在他能真正成为神手中那个得胜的有信心的器皿之前，
he first remembered the stories of what God had done in the past.
他想到了神过去在先祖的世代所做的。
He remembered how God had delivered the children of Israel from bondage out of Egypt.
他记得他怎样将先祖从埃及为奴之家释放出来。
And he recognized that in his generation and the generation past, there was a big discrepancy. There was a great difference.
他发现在他们这个世代跟先祖的世代有个很大的不同。
He was in a time where they needed a miracle.
他活在一个时代中需要经历那样的神迹。
He remembered a time when the people of God enjoyed miracles.
他就想起来上古的多少世代以前，他的先祖怎样经历神的神迹。
And yet as he looked at himself and at the people of God at that moment,
但是他看看他自己还有他那个时代中的百姓，
he didn't see any miracles.
他看不见那样的奇妙作为。
And so this provoked him to ask questions about himself.
以至于他扪心自问，
Why are we not in the place that our forefathers were?
为什么我们今天不能经历我们先祖他们所经历的神呢？
It pressed him, it pushed him to press into God, to seek God in prayer.
这个疑问让他来到神的面前寻求神。
It provoked him to deal with the condition of his own heart.
激发他让他检查他自己的光景。
And to make things right with God like his forefathers had.
让他来到神面前，让他与神的关系归正，就好像他先祖与神一样。
And within a very short time, he soon saw the kind of miracles that his forefathers did.
快没有多久，他就看见那位行神迹的神一样在他的时代中显出作为。
Do you understand what I'm talking about this?
你们明白我在说什么吗？
Do you understand why we must remember what God did in the past?
你先了解为什么我说我们要记得神所做的事吗？
The memories of what God has done in the past will not let us be content with the church that is weak.
神以前的作为提醒我们，以至于我们不会今天在一个很软弱的光景中还能够满足。
It will provoke us.
他会激这样的认识跟记忆会激动我们。
It will force us to ask hard questions about the condition of our own heart.
会激励我们来问那些严肃的问题。
It will make us dissatisfied and force us to pray and seek the Lord's face.
让我们对自己的光景不满意，而让我们来到神面前祷告。
Amen.
阿门吗？
We are not asking our children or the next generation to be satisfied with a church that is weak.
我们不会要我们的儿女或者我们的下一代对一个软弱的教会感到满意的。
That is not right. Amen.
那是错误的，不是吗？
We will do them no favor by asking them to be content with a church that is less than the church of our forefathers.
若是我们今天教会的光景是比以前教会的光景，蒙福的光景还差的话，我们不会要我们下一代安于这样的状况的。
We must all together look, all of us together, look back and remember. Amen.
所以我们两上下两代要一起来回想神过去的大能作为。
Psalm 77 verse 9 through 12.
诗篇77篇9到12节。
We'll wrap this up real quickly.
我们现在来到最末了。
Forgive me if I'm getting too excited this morning.
抱歉，我有一点激动。
Has God forgotten to be gracious?
难道神忘记开恩吗？
Has he in his anger shut up his tender mercies?
因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？
Questions.
这都在发问。
Good questions.
这些都是好的问题。
And I said, this is my anguish.
我便说这是我的懦弱。
So the psalmist David here is not feeling really close to the Lord.
你看到诗者大卫在这里觉得跟神的关系不是那么亲密。
He's recognizing that his heart is in a place where he's not in the best spiritual condition.
他知道他自己属灵的光景不是在一个最好的情况里。
But he's going to use the memory of what God has done in the past to provoke him to encounter something fresh with God.
但是他要提醒自己过去神所做的事，以至于他有勇气来到神的面前来问这些问题。
Do you know how to use your memories that way?
你会不会用你的记忆像他这样吗？
Sometimes we think, oh, I remembered that.
有时候我们说啊，我想起这件事。
You know, like it was just a fluke, just an accident. A thought popped in, a thought pops out of your mind.
有时候就是很突然的，一个是意念进来，一个意念出去。
Do you know the term to recollect?
你知道如何重新想起吗？
The English word to recollect, it means to remember, correct?
就是重新记起以前的事。
But the word recollect literally comes from two words, to recollect.
就像英文这个字 recollect 就是重新把它收拾起来。
After things have been scattered, to collect them all together.
事情可能到处都散在一地，但是你要把它收回来。
And sometimes when you find yourself discouraged or feeling not strong in the Lord,
有时候你觉得软弱，好像在主里不是刚强的。
We must remember or recollect.What God's word says about us, amen?
我们就要起来重新收拾起以前神所做的。
This is what's happening in Psalm 77 here.
在这里诗篇77篇就是这么样说的。
So David says, this is my anguish.
大卫就说这是我的懦弱。
But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
So when you're in anguish,
所以当你软弱的时候
When I'm in anguish, when I feel discouraged,
当我觉得软弱的时候
I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
我要做的事就是要追念至高者他显出右手的年代
I will remember the works of the Lord.
我要提说耶和华所行的
Surely I will remember your wonders of old.
我要纪念你古时的奇事
I will also meditate on your works.
我也要思想你的经营默念你的作为
And talk of your deeds.
默念你的作为
Amen.
Amen.
When we find ourselves as the Church of Jesus Christ discouraged,
当我们觉得教会在一个软弱光景里面的时候
when we feel like giving up,
当我们觉得我们快要放弃了
when we don't know what to do,
当我们不知道要当如何行
when we don't know what to do about our children,
我们不知道对我们的儿女当如何看待的时候
when we don't know what to do with what's going on in our community,
或者对于我们所在的社区不知道当如何行
tell yourself,
告诉你自己
I'm going to stop right here.
我现在就要停下来
And I will remember the years of the right hand of God.
我要开始追念神他显右手的时代
Amen. Recollect what the word of God says about you and about your family and about your children.
重新在圣经里寻找出那个关于神向着你和你的家的应许
Meditate on it, the verse says.
好，默想他的作为。
Do we know what meditate is?
什么叫默想呢？
The lost art of meditation.
在这个时代已经不流行了。
Our society doesn't know how to meditate today, do they?
我们活在一个时代是不大会花时间默想的。
Your mind's here, there, everything, all these images coming into our head all the time.
因为各样的影像、各样的媒体都抓住了我们的心思意念。
To meditate means to stand still.
默想的意思就是说暂定不动。
To quiet your heart.
安静你的心。
To soak up the word of God.
把你自己沉于神的话里。
To read it.
读主的话。
To read it again.
再读一遍
and again,
再继续的读
and again,
再继续的读
and again,
再继续的读
and again until it gets inside your heart and your mind.
一直到主的话进到你的心思和你的心里
And the scripture says not only do we think about the things of the Lord and meditate on the things of the Lord, we speak them to one another.
不仅是要思想要默念而且还要提说
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
God forgives us.
神也赦免我们。
God loves your children.
神爱我们的儿女。
We meditate on those things and then we speak them to one another. Amen.
我们这样默想，然后我们这样宣告。
Not tearing one another down, speaking what God's word says about each other. Amen.
我们不是要彼此伤害、彼此拆毁，乃是要彼此提醒、彼此建立。
So we must not neglect these personal testimonies.
所以不要忽略了我们个人的见证。
We must stack up our stones about God's love and grace. Amen.
我们个人都要把神在我们身上的见证和奇妙作为如石头一样竖起来。
We must use the memory of these things to encourage our heart to move forward.
我们要借着这些的回忆，叫我们的心能够继续往前。
And we also talked about how our testimony together is stronger than it is by itself.
当我们个人这样有见证说，来在一起，我们的见证更有力量。
Who is exhorted to stack these stones?
谁是神所托付把这些石头叠起来的人呢？
Every family.
是每一个家。
Every father.
每一个为父的。
Every mother.
每一个为母的。
Is responsible to stack the stones.
都是有这个叠起见证的石头的责任的人。
Not just the pastor or the minister at church.
不是你们的牧师，你们的传道人。
Not just sister so-and-so or the elder at church.
不是教会里的长老或某一位年长的姊妹。
Every one of us is responsible to stack our own stones.
我们在座的每一个人都有责任叠起自己见证的石头。
Because each family must share it with their children.
每一个做父母的要与自己的儿女有这样的见证分享。
What are these stones that we're stacking?
我们所叠起的是怎样的石头呢？
First and foremost,
最重要的一件事
It's the stone that the builders rejected, amen?
是那位匠人所弃的头块石头
Jesus Christ, Jesus.
耶稣基督他自己
Jesus. What is the cornerstone of our testimony? Jesus.
我们一切叠石的根基是谁呢？就是耶稣
Christ is all in all, amen?
基督是一切又充满一切
It is only when Jesus is the cornerstone of our testimony that we have any hope to sustain an ongoing testimony from generation to generation.
唯有基督耶稣是这一块这个见证这个叠石的那个根基我们才可能有真实的建造可以传给我们下一代
We're not simply passing down to our children a list of rules or do's or don'ts.
我们不是给我们孩子们一个清单一个清单的规矩或什么可做什么不可做
We communicate to our children of what Jesus has done for our heart.
我们要告诉他们主耶稣在我们生命中所做的
Jesus saved us and forgave us from our sins.
神主耶稣怎么样拯救了我们也赦免我们的罪
Jesus healed our bodies and delivered us from the bondage of sin.
他怎样释放我们从罪恶的捆绑里出来
Jesus has set us free. It's the story of what Jesus has done in our life, the experiential power of Christ.
而是告诉我们的儿女主耶稣在我们生命中做了怎样的事
This is so important.
这个是何等的重要
We don't want to just tell our children, oh, we must go to this building on a certain day and read a certain book.
我们不是只是告诉我们孩子说我们这一天要去某一个地方要读某一本书
That's true, amen.
虽然在外表上看来是真的
But it's so much more than that.
但是不仅仅是这样外表的情形
Going to that certain building on a certain day and reading a certain book is about encountering Christ, amen.
所以我们告诉他们说在这一天我们要到这个建筑物去读这一本书因为目的是叫他们遇见耶稣基督
Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected.
耶稣是这匠人所弃的头块石头。
Deuteronomy 27 verse 5, as we're closing up here, it said that the stones were to be rough, uncut stones, not shaped with a tool of iron.
在生命记讲到说那些用搬出来的石头是没有用铁器凿过的石头。
This speaks of the fact that it's not a man-made thing.
表示这些石头不是人手所创造出来的。
Amen.It's not the works of man that we pass on to our children.
我们传给儿女的不是人手中的工作
but the acts of God.
而是神的作为
Amen?
阿们吗
What are we passing down to our children?
所以我们传给儿女的是什么呢
We tend as parents, all of us, have this temptation sometimes to nitpick our kids about the little things. Amen?
我们做父母的常常有这种倾向啊就是在很多小事上挑儿女的毛病。
All of us have our own preferences and particular likes and dislikes.
我们个人都有我们个人的喜好有一些我们喜欢的有些我们不喜欢的。
But I have found it to be true about myself.
对我而言这是真实的。
That if I'm not careful, sometimes what I end up talking to my kids the most about
我若是不谨慎常常我跟我孩子所说最多的呢
are not the big things of God,
不是关乎神的大事
but my little preferences.
而是我个人的喜爱的小点
Do you hear what I'm talking about this morning, parents?
你们听懂我的意思吗
These were stones.
这些石头
they had weight to them. They had enduring, lasting quality to them.
它们是有重量的，是有价值，是能够持久的。
Not something little and light and trivial here today and gone tomorrow.
不是那些小的不重要的，今天在这里，明天就不见的。
Something that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
而是那个昨日、今日、直到永远都一样的。
We must be careful of majoring on minor issues.
我们要小心，不要注重那些细节，或是次要的。
We've got to keep what we're imparting to our children very pure and rooted in the God's book.
我们必须要注意，告诉我们的下一代什么是关于神的话，什么是出于神，是洁净的。
Amen.
是单纯出于神的。
Anything and everything that you should want to impart to your children.
所有你要给你的孩子的。
You should be able to find in this book.
应该都是在神的话里找得到，做根据的。
If you can't find it in this book,
若是你的要求是在圣经里找不到的。
Are you hearing me? If you can't find it in this book,
若是你的要求是在圣经里找不到根据的。
Maybe you need to think about it again.
也许呢，你要重新考虑一下。
Because our children, we want them to have good questions, don't we?
因为我们要儿女问我们好的问题，不是吗？
And they want to have good answers.
他们也需要从我们得到好的答案。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Lots of verses.
实在读了不少经节。
Too many verses?
太多了吗？
Okay. I have found that my own personal conviction is if God says something so many times,
我个人的认识说，若是在圣经里神讲过好多次的话，
if he says it over and over and over again,
若是他一再的重复所说的话，
I need to pay attention.
就表示这是我该注意的。
Amen.
阿们吗？
What are we passing on to our children?
所以我们传给儿女的是什么？
When I was a young man, I went to my grandmother's funeral.
我记得当我年轻时候，我去参加我的祖母的丧礼。
And my uncle read from my grandmother's diary, prayer diary.
我的舅舅呢，就当众读我的祖母她的日记，她的祷告日记。
And my grandmother had a little book.It was about this size, but much thicker.
我的祖母有这么一本小小的日记本。
And it was filled with nothing but prayers.
那个日记本充满了记载了她的祷告。
Prayers for all of her children.
为我们这些儿女的祷告。
For all of her grandchildren.
为她的孙儿女的祷告。
And her great-grandchildren.
还有她的曾孙儿女的祷告。
Before they had even been born.
甚至在他们还没有出生的时候，她就开始为他们祷告。
Detailed prayers that God would protect them and provide for them and do miracles for them.
非常细微详细的祷告，神怎样保护他们，为他们预备一切所需要的。
That they would know the love and tenderness, the compassion of God.
为他们的儿女能够认识神的慈爱和神的爱。
And I stood there, struck with a sense of God's presence as my uncle read that prayer diary.
当我的舅舅在那里读他的祷告的时候，我的心被震动了。
Realizing that my grandmother prayed for me before I was even born.
我才了解说，甚至我还没有出生之前，我的祖母就为我祷告。
She was a woman of prayer, and she was an example to my mother of prayer.
她是一个祷告的妇女，对着我母亲来说，她是一个很好的榜样。
And when I grew up in the church, my mother took me to the prayer meetings. 当我
在
prayer meetings
在教会里长大的时候，我的母亲带我这个小男生去参加妇女祈祷会。
One small boy and a bunch of old ladies praying.
一大堆年长的妇女祷告，只有我这一个小男生。
But those old women gathered together, and my mother, when she was a much younger lady, and they prayed.
当他们围在一起祷告的时候
，with tears and passion, and cried out to God with all their heart.
我可以感受到他们全心向神呼求，充满了泪水。
My mother prayed the same way she had saw her mother pray.
我的母亲就像她的母亲那样一样的祷告着。
And that is what impacted me.
那个是我得到的学习。
My pastor at the church that I attended was a great preacher.
我去的教会呢，有一个很好的牧师。
But it wasn't during any of his messages that I felt deeply impacted.
但是在他的信息中，我不一定有很深的震动。
So when I saw my mother and those ladies pray.
但是当我看到母亲跟那些年长的姊妹在那里祷告的时候
，And God rushed into that small room and convinced me of the reality of who He was.
神的同在临到那个小小的房间，让我认识神是真实的。
That's what I want to hand to my children.
那个认识是我要给我的孩子的。
Not a list of you better do this and you better not do that.
而不是一个名清单上说你要做这个事，但是你不可以做那个事。
But a sweetness. of Christ.
而是基督的甘甜。
The reality that I know that Jesus loves me.
我所认识的那个实际就是耶稣爱我的实际
That by the power of his spirit we feel him sweep us up and embrace us.
当我们能够在他同在
Calm all our fears and encourage our heart.
叫我们不再害怕而得着安慰。
Fill us with the Holy Spirit from the inside out and give us victory over everything that would try to get us.
让圣灵充满我们，从里面涌流到外面， 让我们不再惧怕那个要试着来攻击我们的。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
What are we giving to our children?
我们给孩子的到底是什么？
An idea in our head?
是我们心思的一个想法吗？
Or a vibrant, real relationship that we are enjoying between us and Jesus?
还是一个我们自己所深深享受的活生生的真实的属灵的经历？
Amen?
Amen 吗？
You can't lead others where you're not going.
你不能够带领人去一个你自己都没有去的方向。
And you cannot give away something that you do not possess.
你也不能够给人你自己所没有的东西。
And so if you want to impart it to your children,
所以你愿意成就在你孩子身上的事,
it must be firmly in your hand.
必须在你身上是真实的。
Amen?
Amen.
The future of our children depends upon it.
而我们的下一代要依靠这个神的话。
So if the memory of what God has done in the past is a little bit hard to remember,
有的时候神过去的作为是不太容易被我们想起来的。
We must get on our knees,
所以我们需要跪在神的面前。
And reacquaint ourselves, reconnect ourselves,
与神重新接上。
With the reality of who God is.
让我们再一次来认识神，他是怎样真实的一位。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
This is a big concept. I'm trying to cram a lot into a short space of time.
我们今天在很短的时间中要分享了这一个蛮大的一件事情。
Okay. Well, should we pray?
我们一起祷告。 Amen.
If you feel like, let's just take a few moments here, but if you feel like you want prayer,
我们在主面前花点时间，若是你觉得你需要祷告，需要代祷。
As a father, as a mother.
身为作为父亲的或作为母亲的。
I just ask you to stand up, just where you're at, just stand and say, I need God to touch me in a fresh way. I need to remember the goodness of my God so I can clearly lead my children in the future.
你觉得你来到神面前，你需要神圣灵的更新，你需要让神帮助你做一个好的父亲母亲，带着儿女们到神所要定义你带他们去的地方的。我要请你站起来，我们可以一起祷告。
If you're a young person here,
如果你是一个年轻的人,
and you recognize I haven't been doing a very good job of following the leadership of my parents. I know they love Jesus, but I'm not following them like I should. That I should.
我知道我的父母是爱主的人，但是呢，在过去的日子里，我并没有按照我该顺服的情况来顺服他们。
I just ask you, young person, stand up and say, you know what? I'm starting over again today. I will follow the Lord and I will follow the leadership of my parents.
有这样的年轻人，我要邀请你站起来，在神面前有一个表示说，主，我要跟随你，我也要顺服我的父母，来跟随你。
I value what my mother and father have. And I want that in my life to pass down to my children.
我珍惜神你在我父母身上所做的，我也要领受，要传给我的儿女。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you want to pass down? What are you going to pass down to your children?
你要把什么传给你的儿女？
I know some of you young people aren't even thinking about that right now.
年轻人也许觉得这事还很遥远。
You're saying, Pastor David, I'm not even married. What are you talking about, children?
你说，史密斯弟兄啊，我都还没结婚，你怎么讲到我的下一代呢？
One day it will be a reality, and you'll want to teach them something that will last.
有一天你会有你的儿女的，那个时候你就希望把那个能存到永远的教导给他们。
If that's your heart, just stand up right where you're at.
若是你有这样的心愿的，你可以在你的位置上站起来。
Hey Evan, can you come up here and play Lily of the Valley? Just pick it on the guitar softly. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, I just pray that you would help us remember.
主啊，帮助我们想起。
God, we never, never, never want to forget your goodness.
我们永永远远不要忘记你的恩惠慈爱。
God, we just choose to remember the days of your right hand, your mighty works.
我们现在要追想你用你右手所行大能的时代。
When we are discouraged and feel like giving up, we will remember what you did in the past.
也许我们现在觉得气馁，想要放弃，但是主提醒我们你奇妙的作为。
God, we just declare that you are a God of miracles.
我们宣告你是那位行奇事的神。
You're the God who heals bodies and raises the dead.
你是那位医治人疾病、叫死人复活的那一位。
God, you touch your church, you restore your people.
主啊，你来触摸你的教会，更新你的百姓。
And Lord, we need to see you do that in our day.
主，在我们今日，在我们活着的世代，我们要看见你的作为。
We want to firmly pass that on to our children to pass, so they can pass it on to their children.
我们也要把我们所看见的奇妙作为传给我们的下一代，他们也可以传给他们的下一代。
Thank you, Jesus. Just pray where you're at right now. Let's just wait on the Lord. Just a moment. Just a moment.
就在你现在所在的位置上等候神。
Thank you, God. Just pray out, ask Him to help.
你就祷告出来，向神呼求，向神呼求，站在你所在的位置向神呼求，花一点的时间等候。
More of you, God. We ask you to revive and refresh your church, God. To encourage us, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus. You come by the power of the Holy Spirit.
复兴你的教会，叫你的能力降在我们的当中，复兴我们，更新我们，降下新鲜的能力。圣灵来充满你的教会。哈利路亚，赞美主，加我们的力量，叫我们起来，做我们见证你在我们的生命中见证你，叫我们下一代看见你奇妙的作为。我们赞美你，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。哈利路亚，叫我们做一个忠心的父母，把你的宝贵传给我们的儿女，赦免我们所有的亏欠，带我们回到你的面前，为着下一代，为着主的见证，为着你的心意，兴起我们，给我们回头的机会，给我们重新的开始。因为你爱我们，也爱我们的儿女，你拯救我们，也拯救我们的儿女。我们赞美你，纪念我们的家，纪念我们的孩子，在外面流荡的，主啊，把他们带回来，带回到主的面前，不要忘记你的恩惠慈爱，不要丧失在世界的里面，不要落入仇敌的手中。主啊，拯救我们的下一代，在我们身上建立你的见证。哈利路亚，纪念你的教会，纪念你的百姓，纪念我们的子孙。哈利路亚，主，你听见我们的祷告，因为你要施慈爱，直到世世代代，直到永永远远。赞美耶稣，赞美主耶稣，我们感谢你。哈利路亚，荣耀归给爱我们的主。哈利路亚，显出你的大能作为，叫仇敌蒙羞，叫我们经历你的慈爱，奉耶稣基督的名。
let's do something here. Why don't we, if we could, let's just gather as families and we'll just pray over families. Can we do that?
我们请一家一家的父母与你的儿女在一起。
So if your kids are just there, have them just stand with you. Just
让你的儿女与你站在一起。
And we'll just pray for each family, just for real quickly as we close.
那我们现在要为一家家祷告，我们请你们跟你的孩子站在一起。
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We just
父母与你的儿女站在一起。
We thank you for families, Lord. We're glad. We just say, God, families are your idea, Lord Jesus.Thank you for fathers. Thank you for mothers. God, thank you for our children. We ask, God, that you would refresh and touch us as families.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. God, every barrier, every obstacle, anything that is in the way of our relationships or tried to hinder our relationships, God, we pray that you would deliver us from that. God, you would remove that in Jesus' name.God, we pray、
yes.
that there would be revival, renewal in our、Amen. Families, between fathers and mothers, husbands and wives, between children and their parents. Lord, there would not be any barrier, any obstacle, any stumbling block at all in Jesus' name.、
Amen.
God, I pray that there would be great grace and joy and love and just a freshness and power, God, over each family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God, that every family would be a place of affirming love, of goodness and grace,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. God, we stand against the schemes of the
yes.
enemy that would try to hinder our families, that would try to steal from our families,
yes.
that would try to
yes.
steal our children
yes.
and our future inheritance in our families, Lord. We resist that in
yes,
Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus' name.
In the mighty
yes.
name of
Amen.
Jesus. Oh, God, pour out your spirit on
yes.
each family, on each household, God, on each marriage, God, on each relationship.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. God, we just seek you. We will not cooperate with the enemy that would try to divide us.
Yes.
We will be united, Lord. We will be united. We will be together. We'll work together, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As families, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
God, I just pray that you would be with our mouth, that we would say the things that you say about us. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know what? Another thing I didn't even get to, you guys, about the stones.
有一件事我忘了跟你们提起有关石头的.
When the high priest went into the Holy of Holies,
当大祭司进入至圣所的时候,
he had a breastplate of stones, didn't he?
他有一个胸牌是12块宝贵的石头所织成的.
He had a stone on each shoulder, and he had 12 stones. 12 stones to represent the people of God.
12块石头代表以色列的百姓,
they were called memorial stones.
这就是蒙纪念的石头.
The priest was there to remind God to move in behalf of the people.
大祭司站在神的面前, 提醒神, 他站在12支派以色列百姓的面前代表着.
But you know what kind of stones God chose to represent each tribe?
你知道神为的12个支派是拣选怎样的石头来代表他们吗?
An amethyst, a diamond, a jasper, beryl, precious stones.
都是贵重的石头,有琥珀,有钻石,有
jewels.
都是那些珠宝贵重的石头.
Is that awesome?
这岂不是很奇妙吗?
When God thinks about his people, He sees you as jewels.
说当神看我们的时候，我们不是普通的石头，而是宝贵的石头。
And on each stone was engraved their names.
然后每一块宝贵的石头上都有他们的名字。
God thinks of you as a treasure, and He knows you by name.
所以神看我们为宝为尊，并且记得我们的名字。
Is that hard to imagine, Jack, that you're God's diamond?
Jack, 你知道吗？你是神的钻石吗？
Or, you know, is that hard for us to imagine? Now think about it. Each one of you is a gem, a gem on the breastplate of God's priest.
你们要想想看, 我们都是神的大祭司胸牌上面那个宝贵的石头。
What do you get when you get a diamond, an amethyst, a jasper, an emerald, all of it together? What's that called?
当你有这些各样的宝贵石头放在一起的时候, 你要叫它什么?
That's a treasure, amen?
这是宝藏, 不是吗?
That is how God sees us.
这就是神看我们的时候的感觉.
His people are like a treasure to him.
对神来说, 我们就是他的宝藏.
God wants that ministry of intercession and prayer in his house.
神要我们彼此代祷.
To say, Lord, remember that your people are a treasure.
说神啊, 记得啊, 我们是你的宝贝啊。
Our families are a treasure.
我们的家也是你的宝藏啊。
We're valuable, we're costly. That's why Jesus died on the cross.
我们是有价值的, 因为你用你的性命把我们买赎回来的。 阿们吗?
Amen. Remember what God's done.
记得神所做的。
And remember he's making us a treasure for his glory.
为了他的荣耀, 他把我们制作成宝贵的。
Speak that to one another.
要彼此这样提醒。
We must be so careful not to tear each other down, but to speak that we have a value, we're holy, we're costly in God's sight.
要记得不要彼此, 我们对话的时候不要彼此拆毁, 而是要彼此建立。